Orville Freestone Jr., Sunday PM, April 1st, 2012.
Turn with me again to the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians. In the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, verse 13, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we speak. What did he mean by that? Now I understand that Jesus said that out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh, and if there is something inside, it will come out. And I understand that you can tell a person's character by his conversation, but that doesn't seem to fit the context here. So let's read the context and see what we find. Beginning with verse 8, Paul recounts his sufferings. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, speaking of him and his associates in his missionary work, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we see here that Paul is, in this statement, is giving a quotation. He's giving a quotation from the 116th Psalm. So let's turn and see what the psalmist had to say and what he meant. The 116th Psalm is not ascribed, whether it was David's or not, we don't know, or some others. It's just anonymous. But it is a psalm of a testimony. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore will I call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompass me. The pangs of Sheol, or the grave, laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. So the psalmist had been in a dire situation. The snares of death compassed him. He was in danger of the grave. He suffered distress and anguish. But then he called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your nest, rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. Now he turns to a testimony of his deliverance. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. He was in dire straits indeed. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, even when I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. So this is his testimony. And then he goes on to enlarge upon the fact that he would pay his vows unto the Lord, not as an obligation, but as a thanksgiving vow, a vow of thanksgiving. So we see here that the psalmist is giving a psalm of testimony here. He had been in dire straits, in danger of death, on the edge of the verge of the grave, and suffered distress and anguish. And he prayed unto the Lord, and the Lord heard. You have delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, even when I spoke. The King James says, I believed, therefore have I spoken. And that's how the apostle quotes it in 2 Corinthians. One is from the Masoretic. This one is from the Masoretic Hebrew text, which dates from about 1000 A.D. The other that Paul quoted dates from the Septuagint translation of the Hebrew, the dates from about 200 B.C. But essentially, they mean the same, because the apostle called this a spirit of faith. So this is not a complaint. This is a testimony. He was near to death. He was in distress and anguish. And the Lord delivered him from death, his eyes from tears, and his feet from stumbling. So throughout all of this, he believed, though he was greatly distressed. I believed even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all men are liars. So in his distress, he spoke unadvisedly. In his distress, he spoke words that I would say were not words of faith. He spoke words that did not express much faith in the Lord. And yet, he said, even when I spoke, I believed. Now, in the Greek from which Paul quotes, the word believed and the word faith are two different forms of the same word. So, on the basis of what Paul said, we could read this, I had faith even when I had so spoken. Have you ever been in such distress that you said words which really didn't express faith? Or you had thoughts wondering about the goodness of God or about his justness? Did you express at any time in distress words that you later wished you hadn't said? That seems to be the way of the psalmist here. Even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all men are liars. Now that is patently not true, because even among unbelievers, there are people of great integrity, but he spoke these words in the midst of his trial. So now let's turn back to Paul's letter to the Corinthians and see what the parallel is to this psalm. But we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Now we have no record that the Apostle Paul ever said anything unadvised when he was in distress. And at this time, he had already been a missionary for over 20 and maybe 30 years. And he had been in probably the most vigorous and the most demanding missionary campaign ever waged. He had evangelized over half of the provinces of Asia Minor, the Roman provinces, in southern and western Turkey of today. He had evangelized Macedonia. He had evangelized Achaia, where Athens and Corinth were. He had evangelized Illyria, where today the former Yugoslavia is, and Albania. And he was preparing for future evangelism in Rome and even in Spain. But we don't read that he ever complained, and yet he said, "We have the same spirit of faith that the psalmist had. According to what has been written, I believed," or "I had faith, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak." He doesn't speak in the way that the psalmist did. All men are liars. He speaks that he will continue his evangelistic tour. He will continue to proclaim the gospel. So we see in both the psalmist and in Paul the challenge to faith. And in both cases, there was extremity. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of the grave laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. I said, "I am greatly afflicted." I said in my alarm, "All men are liars," and so forth. And then we have just read all of the afflictions of the Apostle Paul. So both the apostle and the psalmist had faced great challenges to their faith. And they both of them turned to the Lord in their distress and cried out unto the Lord. And so then in the psalmist we read, "For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will pay my vows unto the Lord in the presence of all his people." That is vows of thanksgiving for deliverance. "Precious is in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. He does not take it lightly. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord." This word, "call upon the name of the Lord," occurs over and over in the Old Testament, and it means to publicly worship the Lord. "I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Do you finish your prayers that way? Hallelujah. Then we see how the apostle triumphed in his hour of great trial. He said, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us up also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So he, too, spoke words of faith in the same spirit of faith as the psalmist. And he offered the testimony that he was confident that the Lord heard him. He was confident that he who raised up Jesus from the dead would also raise up them if it came to death. And he had perfect confidence in the outcome of his life. So in great trial, both of them cried out. The one expressing a doubt, Paul not expressing a doubt, but they all of them had the spirit of faith. And so they spoke words of faith, and in the end they spoke words of thanksgiving for the faith that they had in coming through this trial. So they had a confidence, and so I spoke. And both were testimonies of faith. So what? What does all of this mean? I would dare say there's not a person here who has not had a deep, deep trial. Perhaps an enduring trial, one that seems to have no end. And have you ever cried out, why, Lord? I dare say most of us have, if not all. But even so, in that time of trial, you had faith. Now, there are those who would say, if you had faith, you wouldn't be sick. There are those who would say, if you have faith, you'll be healed. There are those who would say, well, I have faith and I never had anything like that happen to me. How many have heard things like that said? But that doesn't mean you didn't have faith. Sometimes the frailty of our bodies succumb to the pressures of life. But that doesn't quench faith that has been placed in our hearts by the Lord himself. And so we can say, we believe, even when it is all dark. We believe when maybe things won't turn out right. We have faith, as Paul said, at least in the resurrection, it will all be well and worthwhile. So this is the testimony of faith. I've had numbers of people, more in the past than in the present, say, if you have faith, you'll never encounter such things as this. But that's not according to the scripture. But John does tell us that it is our faith that is the victory.